All right, got Buffalo week. Good football team. They're 4-2. They're 3-0 at home, and they're playing really good defense and running the ball well. And got a dynamic playmaker at quarterback, and they're doing a lot of good things. So Sean's off to a great start. So we're getting ourselves prepared to go up, travel well, and take care of business. So questions?
Are they anything like they were last year, or is it like a totally different look at the film?
There are a lot of similar players. I mean, I think they've turned over maybe 25 plus. But I know you still see Shady, you know. You still see Kyle Williams. I mean, there are a few guys that grab your attention that are still there. But, yeah, they've done a solid job.
Systems of offense and defense, are they all changed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't spend a lot of time talking about strategic stuff and things like that. I think, you know, they're doing a nice job with the takeaways right now. That's one of the things that's really fueling, you know, what they're bringing is the way they're taking the football away from people. We'll plug in as we need to. You know, next guy up is always our approach. You know, whether a guy's injured or whatever causes, you know, a guy to miss a game. So, yeah, we'll carry on just like that.
With him having to be away from the team during the suspension now, when you talked on Monday, the suspension wasn't official yet. But what is kind of the game plan with him? Does he have to get himself down to Florida to beat you there, or?
Yeah, we've got people that will handle that part. Right now, we're just focusing on Buffalo.
What has struck you most about EJ Manuel's time here?
It's been great to have. I mean, he's a great young man. He's, I think, enjoying his time here. Gave us some good quality snaps when he was called on. And I know he's staying ready for us if we need to call on him again. But a great young man. I've known him for quite a while. I first met him when he was working with my son at an Elite 11 camp. So I've known him for a while. But doing a great job. We're glad to have him.
Has Khalil Mack built on the season he had last year in your mind? Is he still ascending?
I think Khalil Mack, you know, obviously I was asked this week with him going back to Buffalo. No, he's a special guy. I mean, he's, you know, supremely talented, you know, works so hard every day. You know, his humility stands out to me because there aren't a lot of guys that are as talented as he is that walk around that have that sense of humility, and I really appreciate that about him. I think he's a great teammate and a great young man.
Did Amari, is there a sense of relief, you think, for Amari just having a day like he did, or is there a frustration building, you think, leading up to that, or what was his mindset like having a game like that?
I think he stayed ready to go, and I mean, I've been watching him for a long time too. And he's a really good player. So, to me, he got back to being himself. And thought we did a good job getting him incorporated, which I'd like to see continue.
Did moving him around the slot outside, does that help maybe get him free more, or how does that play into it?
Yeah, again, you know, you're getting into strategy stuff. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. You know, we spend more time breaking down the opponent, worrying about them, and getting dialed into those things, but I certainly understand the desire to talk about it. I think we're happy we had a great night. He was player of the week, you know, and we acknowledge that. Anytime you have team success, you get some of those individual awards, and we're proud of them, and just looking to build going forward.
How did Luke Alexander play in this? You guys didn't give him any
We're 3-0 with him starting, you know. That's all I know. He's done a great job. He was called on twice last year to go in. Vidal is ready to roll. He's a proud guy. He went in and gave us some quality snaps the other night.
You mentioned the shiftiness of LeSean McCoy and the dynamic ability of Tyrod Taylor, but you know, what are some of the challenges, you know, so brutal to prepare for?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is, a challenge. I mean, they're gifted athletes. They've got speed and elusiveness that not a lot of people have. And you know, one of them's a quarterback and has the ball in his hands every snap, and the other guy's a running back, and they get it to him a lot of different ways. Screens, draws, power game, tosses. I mean, they do every way you can. They're getting him the ball. So he's one of the more talented backs in the league. Gone against him in the past. He's a very special player. I have a lot of respect for him.
No interceptions this season. What do you make of that?
Probably more time needed on the jugs. probably the biggest thing.
An adjustment of late or this week?
Yeah, we got the jugs cranked up. I think we burned out a motor. We're going at it so much. We'll just keep going. Get a new motor in, keep shooting them balls, and try and catch the next one. Thankfully, Bob puts a number on there. 33 is DeAndre. No, they're great young men. I mean, they both came in here. I think, you know, when DeAndre got here, he was the draft pick. Jalen got here, he was just hungry for an opportunity, and they both proved that they're valuable assets, that they're good players, they're dependable. They're somewhat interchangeable in that their stature's similar and their size and speed and all that is similar, but you know, to me, I'm just proud to have them. Those two young men have done a nice job preparing and being ready for this moment where they're going to get more opportunities.
You guys all set?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach.